This podcast contains sexually explicit material and adult content. Mature audiences only. Listening discretion is advised.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Pleasure, Playtime, Sex, Love, and Relationship Podcast. I'm your host, Stacey, and I'm here with John. This is another one of our adult babies, and we're going to get a different take on adult babies. We have done one previously, if you want to go back and listen. John is very energetic and happy to talk to us. So hello, John. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing just wonderful. How are you?
I am fantastic, and I'm looking forward to hearing your side of the adult baby play. So, for you, are you an adult baby, or are you a diaper lover?
I'm definitely both. I fall into both categories. Like, they go hand in hand for me.
So, for those of you who have never heard of adult baby, diaper lover, ABDL, it's actually kind of split into somewhat two categories. John probably knows even more than I do, but it's pretty much adult baby and diaper lover, or you could be an adult baby diaper lover, but for the most part, you've got the adult babies who are guys who like to be coddled and loved and comforted by a mommy or a daddy, and then there's the diaper lovers who, oh, and the adult babies sometimes involve sex, sometimes does not. I find most of the time it does not involve sex. It's just the whole cuddling aspect of it. And then you have the diaper lovers who just literally love diapers, just like someone would love panties. They love masturbating in diapers. They love coming in diapers. They love everything about diapers. It's the whole thing. Sometimes you have the combination of two where they like to masturbate in the diapers as the acting like they explain how you would fall into everything.
Well, I'm more into adult baby play in the humiliation sense, very sexual. So the opposite is normal. I like the idea of being forced to dress like a baby, forced to wear baby clothes, forced to wear diapers, especially diapers. That's like the most humiliating part. So that's definitely like a big turn on for me personally.
So you like the forced ABDL play?
Yeah. Like, I honestly, like, I could never be one of those people who's like, oh, I'm so happy just to sit around and play with Legos all day. I would find that a miserable existence. So it's more of the humiliation of being forced to do it.
Now, when for everybody else who's joining us today, when you say forced, it's not how people would imagine it, as in like they would be, you know, physically restraining him and making him do it. He wants to do it.
Everything is consensual.
Yeah, he wants to do this, and this is something he wants to put it in quotes, forced to do. Just like I have clients who want to be, quote, forced to be put in panties. What they're looking for is they're looking for a dominant person who, during this role play, is going to order them to wear diapers, and they, quote, don't have any resistance for
it. Like that, you give away the whole game.
Yeah, so that's pretty much really what it is. This is the, I'm assuming that's what you're looking for. You're looking for a woman, whether in real life or on the phone, to basically say you have no other choice but to be put in diapers for whatever reason. Is there a specific reason for you?
Pick your poison. There's a million you can go for. It's not very hard to come up with a reason to get me into them. Usually bedwetting, you know, acting childish, forgetting to do things, you know, anything like that.
So again, to kind of give them, give the listeners a feel of what he means by that is, and this is my take as a phone sex operator, if I'm doing it, imagine, even if in real life, this is how the scenario would go. You find out that he wet the bed, and it could be, like I said, in quotes again, you wet the bed. It's role playing. He, you know, John, you wet the bed. How dare you? I'm putting you in diapers now. You know, he wants the dominant woman who is going to force him into diapers because he was a bad boy. He was caught masturbating, and now he's got to be put into diapers as punishment. He was bedwetting because he was, you know, so now he's got to be forced to be put into diapers. And that's kind of the scenario that he's looking for. Well, you know I rock.
Well, let me take a seat here.
But how does the sex come into play for you in diapers?
Oh, boy. So I think it's very humiliating, you know, guy to be dressed like a baby, put in a diaper, specifically dressed like a baby girl, like, you know, put in a little baby dress or, you know, little tights over the diapers. And then, you know, having a dominant person force you to come in your diapers with, like, you know, a vibrator and a Hitachi wand while laughing at you or humiliating you.
So you like to be a baby girl?
Yes.
When it comes to sex, are you wearing a diaper? Are you cutting a hole in it?
Usually it's like what will usually put, you know, a vibrator or a magic wand, something that vibrates, and then rub that on the front of it. And
so it has nothing to do with insertion?
I've done that. Like, I've had a dominant woman, like, lay me on top of the diaper and then, like, mount me and, you know, use me, like, you know, right when I'm about to come, stop and then put me in the diaper, like, stuff like that. For the most part, it's, like, the humiliating aspect is coming in the diaper instead of getting to have sex.
So it's more so instead of about the physical sex, it's more having your mistress or your goddess or your mommy, depending on how you phrase it, I'm assuming mommy, have your mommy have you masturbate in them or help you masturbate in them?
Yeah, almost force me to, as I beg to not have to, you know?
It's the, even though you really want to do it in the fantasy, you're asking, you're like, no, please don't make me do it type of thing, because you don't want the embarrassment.
Oh, yeah.
So how did you first discover that you enjoyed wearing diapers?
It started at a young age. I was a bedwetter, of course, cliche. And, you know, just, I guess, people literally, like, 4 or 5 times, I just got put in diapers by people. And it was just like, oh, I guess that sucks.
So it wasn't a specific time?
Definitely a few times. Like, I was staying at my mother's friend's house for the summer, and all of a sudden, I'm in her bedroom, and she's like, oh, by the way, before you go to bed tonight, she had, like, a diaper laid out, and I was like, what? And all of a sudden, I'm being put in a diaper for the night.
And it was, you know, at that time of life where it just kind of hit you that it felt really good? And what made you decide you liked the humiliation?
I think it was the humiliation of those events and stuff. And then it just kind of built from there. Like, I was, you know, mainly into, like, oh, I just want to be a baby. And then the first mommy I actually played with was like, no, you're going to be a baby girl. And I was like, huh? And then it just kind of went from there.
And what was your reaction when, besides, huh? Was it like, no? Or was it like, okay, I guess?
I had a pacifier gag in my mouth at the time. Huh. I didn't really get much of a say. But my reaction definitely was positive to it, I mean, obviously.
How often would you say that you masturbate while wearing diapers?
Probably almost all the time.
You said all the time?
Yeah, almost every time. You find something that you like, you stick with it.
No, I get that. Now, do you have anybody, like, in your life now, or have you had, where has, you know, has helped you with those, with your fantasies and fetishes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have my lovely fiance who, we met, and, you know, she's like, I have to ask you, are you into anything kinky? And I was just like, yeah. And she's like, me too. And she's like, I'm very submissive and into humiliation. And I was like, oh, man, like, you know, okay, me too. So how are we, you know, we love each other. How are we going to make this work? So we found mutual play partners that we play with, and we occasionally, like, dom each other.
What about currently? Is this previously or is this current?
Oh, this is current.
Oh, okay. And she's fine with the diapers?
Yep. It was, at first it was something that she wasn't very interested in. And then after a little pushing and prodding, because she's into humiliation, it became very humiliating for her. And she started to like it.
Well, that's pretty cool. Nothing wrong with that.
I love that. Yeah, we're both very on the mindset that, like, we love each other and we're comfortable in our relationship, and sex should be fun. All forms of it. Like, if you're not having fun when you're having an orgasm, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, are you ever embarrassed, like, talking to someone about it? Like, to try and explain it to someone new that you're dating?
Oh, yeah, it's something like, it's always just like, oh, boy, how do I break this to them? Like, and I usually find it much easier if, like, before you're like, I like to dress up like a baby girl. It's like, how about I dress you up like a baby girl and then let them see what it's like and then, you know, ease them into it.
What part, has anybody like freaked out, excuse me, and been like, what the fuck? No, there's no. What the fuck is wrong with you or anything like that?
I wish I had one of those stories where someone else was like, no, it's not my. I've had people be like, oh, you know, that's not my thing. You know, like, I'm not into that, but that's fine. You know, I've had so many people who are just like, I love that. That was a lot of fun. Like, you know, it's a lot of fun to get, you know, pampered literally and figuratively and, you know, have someone rub you down with baby oil and baby powder. And put you in a diaper and dress you up cute and put you on the floor to play. You know, it's embarrassing at first, but, you know, with little sexual teasing and rubbing the diapers, and it's all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden the baby brain sets in and grand time is had by everyone.
That's pretty interesting. It must be the type of girl that you're going after that, because I cannot even imagine what my reaction would have been if a guy had said, I feel like in any time of my life, I mean, you know, I'm married now, and if he came up to me and said that, I always tell him, tell me things that you're into. But I feel like if he said that to me, I'd be like, I love you with all my heart. But it's not going to happen. I get why he's doing it, but it's not going to turn me on. But I can only imagine in my 20s if some guy showed up in a diaper, I would have stories to tell my friends. I mean, to be honest with you, it is definitely being a baby girl, unique fantasy. It's definitely something that's somewhat out there in that regard. You have to find a special person who would be interested in that and be okay.
Yeah, it helps when you live in bigger cities, you know, like, you know, when you're in a bigger city, there's a bigger problem. Like, I'm just trying to think, like, in like my whole entire life, like, there's been people like, I kind of gauge out their kinky level, like, and that kind of, like, you know, if I give you a couple of spanks and you're like, cut that shit out, obviously there's probably not a good chance that you're going to let me, you know, put you in a diaper and dress you up and baby talk you.
Exactly.
Or you do that to me. But if, you know, I give a few spanks and she's like, harder daddy, it's going to be like, all right, well, we can work with this.
So you do like doing it both ways. You're kind of a switch in that respect, where you're right. Like dressing up the girl as a baby girl and being dressed up like a baby girl.
It depends on the time. Like, it depends on the situation. Like, with my, here's a perfect example. Like, me and my fiance went out the other night. We had a few drinks, came home. I was just in a super dominant mood, and there was no way I was going in diapers, but I sure as hell put her in them, and, you know, I was, you know, there was nothing baby-esque about me that night.
Which do you prefer?
You know what? It depends. It really depends on who I'm with. Like, my fiance doesn't have a dominant bone in her body. Like, she can't do it. She's like, I don't want to humiliate you. I don't want to make you feel bad. I'm like, it's fine, please. But, you know, we have another friend who we play with occasionally, and she's like, all I want to do is make you feel bad. All I want to do is make you cry.
Do you ever go to, like, fetish clubs or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been to a few play parties and fetish events. But like that, I mean, because I'm into, like, the forced aspect and, you know, the no choice, it's hard for me to go somewhere and smile and be like, yeah, I love this diaper and I want to play baby games. It's like, no, you kind of have to, like, beat the hell out of me and humiliate me to get me to that point. So it's not very, like, you know, fetish club friendly.
I gotcha. Yeah, when you think of fetish clubs, like, you've seen in TVs and TV shows and movies, you don't really see the adult babies there at all.
Yeah. It's usually, like, heavy industrial music and lots of leather and all that fun stuff, too.
You don't even see, like, really forced feminization there. You see forced animal players, like slaves, where they have, you know, collars on and are walking, but I feel like you don't really see. Maybe Sissy Maids or something, or, like, the guy dressed up in the cocktail dress or something like that, but I can't imagine, and I can't picture adult babies in anything I've ever seen. Except for, okay, and I bet you remember this. Did you ever see the CSI episode?
Oh, yeah, I hated that. Great.
I feel like every adult baby has had to have seen the CSI episode, the infamous CSI episode.
So much media out there with, like, negative.
It was so bad.
It's fine. It has to exist. You know, like, people have to be able to laugh at things and stuff. And, like, you know, I can't even explain, like, the media representation. It's so chunky. And, you know, people being like, well, this is non-sexual. It's just a form of therapy. And it's like, you clear yourself. Like, I'm not putting on a, you know, little girl's dress and diaper unless it's going to be sexual. Like, there better be a happy ending at the end of that rainbow.
Well, and that's the thing is, there's so many different aspects of every different fantasy. It can be sexual, it can be non-sexual, it can be therapeutic, and it can be orgasmic. It's just how it is for you, and everybody's different. And, you know, the media portrays it in the way that's going to give them the wow factor and the shock factor is really what they're looking for.
Over-sensationalize everything.
Exactly. Well, thank you, John, so much for coming on and talking about your adult baby ways and your adult baby girl ways. I really appreciate it getting a different take on the adult baby aspect of the world.
Happy to oblige.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.